Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson, who's on travel. All right, it's a winter food rut. You know the feeling. Ugh. Where is some new food? I'm getting tired of seeing the white stuff outside. It's cold. How do you get out of this mess? Well, of course, we're going to hear from our go-to chef, Chef Abby Gelman, who is a culinary nutritionist. That means she's both a registered dietitian at the master's level as well as a certified chef. She knows about it and she cooks. Oh my gosh, it's a twofer in one person. All right, Chef Abby, here we are in the middle of the winter. And just praying for spring, but we're in a rut. What are the four signs you're in that winter food rut?
Four signs. I'd say the big ones are you're feeling really low energy, just kind of, you know, blah. Can't get yourself off the couch, don't really want to motivate to do much, which leads to feeling depressed. You know, maybe that's probably a second big one. You're feeling moody, depressed. Maybe you just, you know, feeling kind of blah all the time.
Well, as you're going into this food rut, mm-hmm. you know, when I'm thinking of a food rut, I'm thinking definitely this low energy and all the rest of it.
Oh, yeah.
However, oh my gosh, we're still eating the same frozen, unhealthy, convenient meals. We're eating out more frequently because we're just getting so tired of being, you know, the cabin fever. And it's the same simple meals every week. And we're just not enjoying the cooking thing. Help, yep. Chef Abby. What are we going to do about this? Let's go for it.
All right. First things first, you're going to go to the grocery store. You're going to get off the couch. You're going to go take a walk outside. You're going to go to the grocery store, and you're going to wander around and look at fruits and vegetables. You know, if you've been cooking the same thing all the time and you really just want to go maybe out of your comfort zone or start looking and see what strikes you. You know, maybe you've been eating a lot of white stuff, a lot of mashed potatoes, a lot of chicken, a lot of, like, frozen things that are, you know, have so much sodium in our pre-made meals. Who knows? But go and take a walk around and look at some whole foods. Get some apples.
So basically, you're talking about a field trip.
Yeah.
It's a field trip.
Let's take a field trip. Yeah.
And this time, instead of racing in at 9 o'clock at night, 3 minutes before they close or something, why don't you just spend some time in the produce section and just kind of move it? Don't you think that's a great idea?
I do. Great idea. Just go and maybe take some food magazines with you or do a little quick internet search before you go and say, you know what, I really feel like having some fennel. What can I make with fennel? And then go and look around and see what's out there and try to get a rainbow of colors. That's another good. Give yourself a task where you need to have a rainbow of fruits and vegetables and go and pick out a bunch of things, all different colors, and we'll see what we can do with it, you know?
Well, what kind of foods do you think would get people out of a rut? If it's the same old, you get up in the morning and you've got the oatmeal for breakfast, and then you know, for lunch and maybe for a snack it's the same yogurt or maybe cottage cheese, and then lunch is grilled something on a bed of greens, and dinner is a boatload of vegetables with another grilled something on a bed of greens. It's like, oh, help! What else can people eat?
Add stuff to that. So if you're eating the same old oatmeal every day, maybe start adding grapefruit. You know, see how that goes. Try to add a piece of fruit. You could take a piece of grapefruit, cut it in half, put a little honey on it, stick it in the broiler. That would be fun and a little bit different. Spice up your taste buds in your morning a little bit. For your lunch, instead of doing like a salad and a grilled something on top of it, maybe make some brown rice or some quinoa and put a bunch of roasted vegetables in that and maybe a piece of fish and maybe make your own dressing and see if you can jazz it up a little bit that way. Go and if you're a nut butter girl, you know, go and maybe instead of getting the same peanut butter, try like an almond butter or something else. Like, try something new, something that's different.
Well, you know, when you were talking about that oatmeal, I think you were the one who told me once about something like a maple syrup oatmeal.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or, ooh, tell me more about that, and what else can we do? I'm still back to the oatmeal. Isn't this terrible?
Okay, so,
but I'm
trying to dress it up.
Help!
Well, you know, good ways to change up your oatmeal are maybe you make steel-cut oats and you cook it in apple cider and water instead of just water, or you cook it in coconut milk and water instead of just water, and then you already infuse these new and interesting flavors. It'll make it differently automatically. You can use maple syrup as a sweetened topping, you know, try something that way.
Not a lot of it now. This doesn't mean you're swimming in it either. You know, this is all about portion and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of the other food ruts that people get into is the fact that they gain weight during the wintertime.
Yep.
It all becomes kind of a bummer. What are they doing in the wintertime that's making them gain so much weight?
Well, a lot of that is stemming from the low energy, and maybe you'd rather sit on a couch. So you feel low energy and you're not motivated, and the carbs and, you know, the hyperpalatables that we love to talk about, the sugar and the salt and the fat, make you feel so warm and fuzzy for a very short time. So maybe you're sitting on your couch eating a pint of ice cream and you feel great, and then the feeling crashes. So that's more likely to happen in the winter when you're less motivated to go and take a walk and possibly have lower vitamin D and other things, you know, not enough omega-3, so you might have a little mood thing happening as well. So people are more likely to hunker down and kind of eat junk food.
Eat and basically eat and not move. I think most of the surveys have shown that there's a weight gain of about 5 pounds on average over the winter time. And boy, I'll tell you, when the spring comes, it's like, would someone just get this off my body already? And there you have it. But, you know, with the sun coming out and being more physically active, hopefully that begins to correct itself a little bit. But why should we have to pack on that pounds? Pooh. Let's not allow that to happen. You know, we could still stay physically active. It may not be as much fun sometimes, but we can still do that. You just have to be more creative. But when it comes to the food thing, I think, you know, a lot of us just go back to comfort foods again. The hyperpalatables, the sugary, fatty, salty food combos where we can just sort of nestle. And then, of course, you're hiding in your winter clothes, women.
Exactly.
I saw you doing that. You're hiding in those elasticized, big Michelin, large, you know, makes you look like a Michelin man, you know, coats. And and so there you are.
Sweaters and everything. Mm-hmm.
So give us just two more foods real quickly that we can, you know, add in. How about smoothies? Or soups.
Oh, great. Yeah. Smoothies. The only problem is some people don't like to eat cold in the winter. So if you're one of those people, I love smoothies any time of year. But if you're anti-cold, then you could have a lot of soup and stew. Make a lentil soup, put Swiss chard in it. You can make a really great, like, braised chicken stew with a ton of vegetables, butternut squash. Throw some spinach in there also. Just hearty things full of vegetables and warming, you know, broth is a great thing right now, too.
And the nice thing about the soups is you can store them. So, you know, you make a big, you know, a pan of this, and it's just like, oh, my gosh, you know, put it in the refrigerator, and you've got yourself a meal for at least the next couple of days. I mean, this is the way to go. So, Chef Abby, once again, you are wonderful because you're helping us understand what this winter food rut is all about, and it's about that same stuff all over again. You stop moving. You eat comfort foods. You're kicking back. You're feeling hopeless. It's dark outside. I know. It sounds kind of bleak. Hey, stop that right now and just, you know, get creative already. Chef Abby Gelman is always our go-to chef and culinary nutritionist to help us understand what to do. CulinaryNutritionCuisine.com is Chef Abby's website. Please visit it and learn more. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.